The Electronic Entertainment Expo, also known as E3, is the biggest video game industry trade show of the year. Last week at the expo, Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo all showed off the games they'll be releasing in the next 12 months. Nintendo showed several titles for the Wii U, not the least of which was a new Zelda game with a much more open world to explore, kind of like Skyrim or Grand Theft Auto. The game has a new art style and looks gorgeous. Not much was shown, but the new Zelda promises to be less linear than previous Zelda titles, with new kinds of puzzle solving and exploration. Sony announced that they'll be bringing the PS Vita TV to the United States. The PS Vita TV is a tiny $100 box, about the size of a deck of cards, that allows you to play PS Vita games on your TV with a PlayStation controller. Not only that, but the Vita TV retains the Vita's function of being able to remotely play the PS4, so you can have a PS4 at your big TV in your living room, but if someone wants to watch a movie, you can continue playing through the Vita TV in your bedroom. The Vita TV can also use services like Netflix or Hulu Plus, so this could replace an Apple TV or Roku box. My favorite game from E3 this year is Bungie's Destiny, which will be out on both the new and old Xbox and PlayStations. Bungie's the developer that made the highly successful Halo series on the Xbox, and that legacy shows here. Destiny plays nearly identically to the Halo games. What this new series promises is higher levels of cooperation between you, your friends, and other people that you might be matched with. Not much is known about the story yet, but I expect it to be an epic space opera in grand Bungie tradition. For KMUW, I'm Sam McConnell.